It's 6:04 Central, 5:04 Mountain. This is SDPB News. I'm Gary Ellenbolt. Good morning. A dense fog advisory is in effect for northeast South Dakota early this morning. There is a wind advisory in the northwest this afternoon and evening. The head of the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Department says it will block off access to water situated over private land. The move is a result of the state Supreme Court decision saying landowners have property rights under non-meandering water. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger reports.
Last week, Game Fish and Parks officials announced they were closing department-managed boat launches and halting fish stockings on non-meandered bodies of water over private land. Now the department says they're going to rope off areas of water where private land begins. Kelly Hepler is Secretary of Game Fish and Parks. He says the state has 24 bodies of water where this will occur.
All these we're going to put a cable across. And we're going to have a sign, you know, that describes, you know, why we're doing that. And so that'll happen within about a week. We've ordered the signs, we've ordered the cables, we have to post up. So that's going to happen very quickly. You know, the decisions not to plant some of the fish in there, that's happening right now. You know, we're modifying, you know, how we give information out to the public. All those things are in transit. But I think the most immediate thing, and probably the ones that most people are most concerned about, are you truly going to restrict access across those sites? And within a week, that's going to happen.
Hepler says restricting access to some of these waters could have a residual impact on area communities in the northeast part of the state. Under South Dakota law, the state holds water in trust for the public, so Game Fish and Parks provided boat ramps for public access. The Supreme Court ruled last month that Game Fish and Parks has to remove those ramps for public use unless the legislature clarifies otherwise. An online petition calls for a special legislative session to clarify the issue. The governor's chief of staff, Tony Venhuizen, says it's likely an interim committee or study session will look at the issue.
Talk to the interested parties and try to find some kind of proposal. And once a proposal is reached that has broad support, then there'd be a timing question about whether it makes sense to call a special session or whether it makes sense to wait until the next session. A lot of that would have to do with how quickly a solution could be reached.
The executive board meets next week to discuss what topics may receive a summer study. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
A recently released study shows outdoor recreationists contributed more than $1.9 billion worth of economic activity in South Dakota between October of 2015 and October of last year. Study commissioned by the Game Fish and Parks Department says recreational activity supported nearly 18,400 jobs, generating more than $534 million worth of income to state residents. South Dakota weather today, mostly cloudy south to northeast this morning. Dense fog northeast, mostly clear northwest to north central. It becomes mostly sunny statewide this afternoon. Windy central and west, very windy northwest with highs in the 60s to around 70.